You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John chapter 17 and verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Brethren, the scripture will be fulfilled. Did you know that everything that is written in the scripture would come to pass? The scripture says that there will be people in the lake of fire that will be in company of the false prophet, of Satan, of demons, of fallen angels, where they will be born in thick darkness forever. As in, you won't even be able to see your own hand in the lake of fire. It will be perpetual darkness, perpetual pain forever and ever. But it did not put your name in that list. It didn't say it is you that will be on that list. In other words, we must be careful not to allow those kinds of scripture to be fulfilled in us. Judas' name was not mentioned. Jesus said the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Ensure, this is a warning, that scripture is not fulfilled in you, but that scripture will be fulfilled. That's a warning to us to be careful how we live our lives. If the scripture says that many will say to him on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done this in your name, prophesy in your name, cast out demon, do many wonderful things, and I'll profess to them, I don't know you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Did you know that it will be fulfilled? Did you know there are people currently now who are casting out demons, who are prophesying, who are doing wonderful things? They are building schools, hospitals, big things. But on that day, Jesus will say to them, he doesn't know them. Don't let it be you. Don't let it be you. Because the scripture must be fulfilled. Jesus said that the scripture might be fulfilled. The Bible said that one jot of his word will not go without fulfillment. So if you understand this, ensure that it is not you. Let it not be you, brethren. It will come to pass. But did you also know that the scripture also says there will be those that will reign with Jesus forever and ever in glory? Let that be you, because that scripture will also be fulfilled. You know, it's quite interesting when you read Revelation chapter 13 and you see the unleashing of the Antichrist on the world. You will think no Christian will be able to survive it. But later on, we saw multitude, and the scripture says, these are they that came out of the great tribulation. They survived it. They stood their ground. They didn't compromise. So please understand that every scripture will be fulfilled. But don't fulfill the scripture that God did not intend for you to fulfill. Don't become a son of perdition. Don't be one of those that will draw back. Don't be one of those that will backslide. Don't be one of those. Be one of those that will fulfill the scripture of reigning with Jesus in eternity. Don't fulfill scriptures that you have not been called to fulfill. I just pray that God himself will give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Please note, Judas was with Jesus. He still perished. My prayer is that you will not perish in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.